It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? A neighbor? Did you notice what I wore today on my head? A hat. I don't usually wear a hat unless it's cold. Some people wear hats a lot of the time. But I brought this film that's about daddies who wear hats. And I just wanted to show it to you. When I was a little boy, my dad worked in a place where people wore hard hats. You know, they were very hard so that if anything fell on their heads, it wouldn't hurt the head. Well, every once in a while, he would let me wear his hard hat. Mm-hmm. And one time, he even got me a little one so that I could have one for myself. I was really proud when I was able to wear that hard hat. This is the brochure that came with the film. It says, Daddies Who Wear Hats. And inside are some pictures of some of the daddies on the film. See that daddy there? And this one is wearing a hard hat. Look for those different ones in the film, all right? Do you know any daddies who wear different kinds of hats? And look for the different things that they do in the film, too, all right? Okay, picture, picture. Daddies who wear hats. Of other kinds of hats in the world, too. Yeah, even. Oh, there's somebody at the door. Would you take a look at the window and see who it is? Oh, Mr. McFeely. Mr. McFeely.
Delivery, good day to you.
Good day to you.
Here are the hats and book you ordered.
Good.
Okay.
Just what I wanted. Thank you. Will you come in?
All righty.
I wanted to show my friend, this must be the small one, that one hat is too small, and one hat is too big, and one hat is just right.
Well, now I know why you wanted this book.
Goldilocks and the Three Bears. Will you help me read it, my friend?
I'd like to. It was one of my favorite books when I was a small boy.
Okay. You read the parts about Goldilocks, all right? And I'll read the parts about the Three Bears.
There you go.
Okay. Ready for Goldilocks and the Three Bears? Mr. McFeely and I'll read it to you. Goldilocks and the Three Bears. Once upon a time, there were three bears. A mama bear, a papa bear, and a baby bear. The three bears lived in a house in the woods. In the house, the three bears had three bowls, three spoons, three chairs, and three beds. One day, while the three bears were waiting for their lunch to get cool enough to eat, they decided to take a walk in the forest. They liked to walk in the forest.
That same day, a little girl with yellow hair called Goldilocks was walking in that same forest. Goldilocks didn't see the three bears, but she did see their little house. She didn't know it was the bear's house. She thought it was a forest playhouse, so she went inside. The first thing she saw were three bowls of lunch. The Papa Bear's bowl, the Mama Bear's bowl, and the Baby Bear's bowl. She tasted the Papa Bear's lunch, but it was too hot. She tasted the Mama Bear's lunch, but it was too cold. She tasted the Baby Bear's lunch, and it was just right. So she ate it all. After that, she saw the three bears' chairs. She tried to sit in the Papa Bear's chair, but it was too high. She tried to sit in the Mama Bear's chair, but it was too low. She tried to sit in the Baby Bear's chair, and it was just the right height. But when she sat on it, it broke. Breaking the chair frightened Goldilocks, so she ran upstairs. She saw the three bears' beds. She lay down on the Papa Bear's bed, but it was too hard. She lay down on the Mama Bear's bed, but it was too soft. She lay down on the Baby Bear's bed, and it was just right. And soon she went to sleep.
Presently, the three bears returned from their walk. When they came inside, they noticed how different things looked. Papa Bear said, "Someone has been eating my lunch." Mama Bear said, "Someone has been eating my lunch." And Baby Bear said, "Someone's been eating my lunch and it's all gone." They noticed their chairs. Papa Bear said, "Someone's been sitting in my chair." Mama Bear said, "Someone's been sitting in my chair." And Baby Bear said, "Someone's been sitting in my chair and it's all broken." The three bears decided to go upstairs and look around. When they got there, Papa Bear said, "Someone's been sleeping in my bed." Mama Bear said, "Someone's been sleeping in my bed." And Baby Bear said, "Someone's been sleeping in my bed, and here she is."
Just then, Goldilocks woke up and saw three bears looking at her. She jumped out of the bed and ran down the steps. She ran out the door and ran and ran and ran all the way to her home. And she never went into a strange house by herself again.
And back at the Three Bears' house, they made their beds and fixed Baby Bear's chair and divided the lunch that was left and talked about the girl with the yellow hair who came to their house in the forest. Papa Bear said, "I think she was more afraid than I was." Mama Bear said, "I think she was less afraid than I was." And Baby Bear said, "I think she was the same afraid as I was." And as they talked together and ate together, they were more and more glad that they were the family of the Three Bears. Goldilocks and the Three Bears.
Well, that was certainly a delightful story, a delightful story. I certainly like that one. But just like Goldilocks, I have to run away too. More deliveries to make.
I'm glad you could stay this long, Mr. McFeely.
Well, I am too.
Thank you for your help. I'll bring the hats back to you.
Okay, and speedy delivery.
Speedy delivery to you, Mr. McFeely. Did you notice his hat? Yeah, he always wears that hat when he works. Well, you know, there are pretend things in books, and there are pretend things on television. The neighborhood of make-believe is a pretend thing for television. But today, you know, we have to work some more on Daniel Striped Tiger's problem. Yeah, I'll get this trolley. And let's think about Lady Aberlin and the king and the queen talking about that problem of the clock that's gone in the neighborhood of make-believe. All right?
Yes, brother.
Yeah, you know, that is such a frightening kind of thing.
It certainly is.
But if his clock is gone, where is Daniel himself?
He's staying over at Grandpere's until we do find his clock.
But how do you suppose it went away?
I don't know. A clock can't just get up and walk away.
Anything can happen in make-believe. But I am the king, and I want to make good things happen.
Well, we must help Daniel find his clock.
Correct as usual, Queen Sarah.
Why, thank you, Friday.
Call Negri to the scene.
Of course, Uncle Friday. Negri!
Do we still have those detective hats in the D.H. room?
I think so.
Very good. Handyman Negri, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday.
Kindly fetch two detective hats in the D.H. room.
Yes, sire.
Detective hats?
Naturally.
Two detective hats, sire.
Quickly done. Now you may each wear one of those detective hats. And I charge you both to find Daniel Striped Tiger's clock. That is all.
What do you mean, that is all?
I've made you both detectives. So, what more do you need?
We want some clues or something that'll help us find it.
The way to find clues is to find people who may have some clues. Do you have any clues, Sarah?
No, I'm sorry, I don't.
The Queen and I have no clues. I suggest that you look beyond the castle.
Yes, sire.
Oh, boy. How do you like that?
Good luck, friends.
Oh. Thanks, Aunt Sarah.
We'll do our best.
Just gives us our hats and tells us to get on with it.
Right. Well, where should we look first?
Well, I'd like to tell Daniel that we're detectives and that we're looking for his clock.
Okay, while you're doing that, I'll go over and check with the platypuses and Lady Elaine.
I already talked with Lady Elaine.
Well, she may have a clue for me today.
All right, then I'll meet you at the tree.
Right, Detective Aberlin.
I'll meet you at the tree and it will be our rendezvous.
Okay, Detective,
Detective Negri.
Lady Aberlin, l'avez-vous trouvé?
No, we haven't found it yet.
Oh.
I was wondering how Daniel was feeling.
Oh, he's feeling sad and some frightened.
Well, I can understand why.
Ah, le voici.
Hi, Daniel.
I thought maybe you had found it.
No, we haven't found it yet. But Uncle Friday gave us detective hats, and Negri and I are supposed to look for it with these hats on.
Everybody's helping to look for your clock, Daniel.
Oh, I've looked and looked, but I just can't find it.
Well, Handyman Negri's going over to the platypuses, and then we're going to talk to Lady Elaine, and I'm going to meet him over at the tree, and we'll talk to X.
Wait a minute, I want to show you something. Look what Corny brought for me.
What? That looks like one of his best rockers.
He told Daniel that he could rock when he wasn't looking for the clock.
You want to come inside and see me rock in it?
Oh, okay, Daniel. I'll come in for a minute before I start my search.
Entrez, tout le monde, entrez.
Merci.
Oh, it's a Bill, strange thing.
It sure is. Now, are you both sure that you didn't see anyone taking that clock?
Oh, I'm sure. And you know I'm often out here doing one kind of work or another.
I think I was at my office when the clock took off.
Well, it just couldn't have rolled away by itself.
I wish we could be more help to you.
If we hear of any clues, we'll let you know right away.
Oh, thanks, both of you.
We want to help our neighbor in this Bill, difficult time.
Well, I'm sure we're all trying to help. I'm going to keep on looking.
Andy.
Oh, yes, Lady Elaine.
Who was that you were talking to?
Well, why, Dr. Bill and Elsie Jean, of course.
What do you mean, of course?
Well, that's where they live.
You can't tell these days. Somebody came along here and took Daniel's clock. You just can't tell.
Lady Elaine, what is that thing you're wearing on your head?
It's a periscope hat. I'm keeping a careful watch. See, I can hide like this and make the periscope look all around.
Oh, and you see what's going on all over.
That's right. All along. So there you are, right there.
Well, very good, Lady Elaine.
Now, what's that hat you've got on?
A detective hat.
Ah, detective. Good. See ya.
Right on.
Any clues?
Not yet. How about you?
Not yet.
Maybe we ought to ask X and Henrietta. They have something to tell us.
All right, good. I'll knock. You ring.
Right.
Friend or stealer?
Friend, X.
Oh, well, you just never know. I mean, Daniel's clock is gone, and...
Meow, X?
It's okay, Henrietta. They're friends.
Hi, Henrietta.
Meow.
Yes, it is a worry.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
But we're going to try and find Daniel's clock.
Henrietta and I are not going to leave this tree until it is found.
Yeah, we're not.
I'll tell you something. Nobody's going to take our tree.
Meow, 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 house.
Of course not. And we hope this is going to be solved soon, don't we?
Yes, we do. Do you have any clues for us?
I told you everything I knew about it yesterday. First it was over there, and then it wasn't.
Meow.
What?
What though?
What bothered her?
Oh, well, you know, she has such good ears. Sometimes she can hear things coming from a long way away. See anything?
I think I see somebody or something coming from over there.
I will speak with the king. All mine's the name. In 6 1/2? I guess so.
About this Detective Negri?
I think you're right.
See you later.
Yeah, I'm staying here.
Mr. Allmine, I presume?
Allmine, of course.
The nature of your visit?
To ask you how you like my book.
Your book? Well, it seems like a fine book.
Everything in it is mine.
Oh?
I have my own kingdom.
You do?
Of course.
Do you have a waterfall?
Of course.
Oh. Do you have stars and a mountain and a valley?
Of course. And 3 hats.
3 hats? Oh, well, I have
Uncle
three
crowns.
Yes. Oh, hush, Niece Evelyn. Can't you see I'm visiting with someone who has many things?
I'm sorry, Uncle Friday. I just wondered if you would ask him whether he has a clock like Daniel's.
Oh. Do you have clocks?
Clocks? Oh, I have all clocks.
All clocks? Well, of course, that's not possible. But come inside and we'll talk further. Please come along.
We'd better go inside, too, Detective Negri.
All clocks, he said. We
all
better
clocks.
Look into it.
Mr. Allmine, isn't that a curious name? You know, babies learn to say all gone when there's nothing left in the bowl. And mothers and dads sometimes say all the cookies when they mean every one of the cookies that they have. Do you suppose that Mr. Allmine thinks that everything is all his and that he doesn't have to share with other people at all? Well, he must not know that some things belong to him and other things belong to others. Well, we'll make up some more about him tomorrow. This whole thing is really hard for a little fellow like Daniel Tiger. Remember yesterday we talked about how that clock isn't just a clock to him,
It's his home. Well, the people in the neighborhood understand how he feels. And they all want to help him. You know, when children feel sad, they need grown-ups to help them. Sometimes children and their grown-ups can do things about sad feelings that children can't do alone. Sometimes people are sad, and they really do feel bad. But the very same people who are sad sometimes are the very same people who are glad sometimes. It's funny, but it's true. It's the same, isn't it, for me? Isn't it the same for you? It's a really good feeling, you know, when you know that there are people who care about you and people who want to help you when you are sad. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. Yeah, those real bears don't sit on chairs and don't sleep in beds and don't live in houses like the bears in this story. But sometimes pretending and make-believe can really help us understand how we feel. That's why I like to have some pretend with you each day. I'll be back tomorrow. Goodbye.
The people who gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.